Within an Agile framework, as we've discussed in Business Analysis 101, the user requirements are documented as user stories. As a, I want, so that. As the user of a system, I want a one-click login so that I can easily access the site. Or, as a grade school student, I want to finish my homework quickly so that I can go outside and play. So in either one of these examples I just gave you, there is always, of course, much more to the story than what I just described. We need to be rather granular in these stories, but at the end we need to work with this data. In this video lecture, I'll give you a definition of both themes and epics, how they're used, and a comparison to some other techniques a business analyst has within her toolbox. Let's start with themes. It's a general description of the needs tied to our problem or opportunity. In the previous video lecture, we talked about requirements decomposition. Think of the themes as being at the top of our requirements breakdown structure, and the user stories that are tied to them give us a more detailed idea of what our stakeholders are looking for. So if we think of themes as being at the top, so what's an epic then? An epic is where we start to go into detail. We try to map out the scenario, a set of steps to be found within one process, or perhaps a use case where we might have standard and alternate flows. This will be the content where some additional analysis might be required, looking at impact, dependencies, and the costs and benefits of the value we are generating with our solution. A sound epic structure also helps us in establishing transparency when you think about it. Let's try to map this out. You have a workflow and you need, of course, to break it down to the actors, which are really our personas, and what their needs are. The more exact, the better. So under the epic, we'll have a collection of user stories. Then we'll take these groupings to help us better understand the tasks we need to complete to bring value, which will help us come up with a viable solution. Just like in any other requirements gathering exercise, is it also clear from the beginning? Unfortunately not. We think we know what the scope is, but then smack in the middle of the elicitation, we realize there are needs that weren't addressed in the beginning. So we have to regroup. So we're modeling this information all the time, right? You have to remember that Agile is used primarily within software development, and the goal is to have some sort of usable product at the end of an iteration. So you're trying to combine a number of activities that for the most part may or may not be so easy for some of your assignments. That being said, the general concept can be quite useful, especially if you keep the plan, do, check, act in mind. Just because you're deploying themes and epics, do you have to have everything completed in one iteration? I thought so. In case the utility of themes and epics are not quite clear, here are some other points you might want to go ahead and consider. We want to define the total value of benefits we're trying to develop. And if we take the user story and identify what the user expects and why, or what their intention is, then we can better understand what overall benefits they're expecting tied to what they are trying to do. We need to come up with a solution, right? So we use themes to group the expected benefits so that we can come up with the best solution. Well, I hope you have at least a better understanding of what themes and epics are and how they fit together, and I hope this gets you started in at least thinking where you might find opportunities to use such techniques in your own assignments. Thanks.